Teachers, I've got something to tell you. I've got news for you. I'm going to put some wheels in motion. Get ready, because we're coming through. The Venga bus is coming, and everybody's jumping. The wheels of steel are turning. The traffic lights are burning. So if you like to party, get on and move your body. You guys, that was a remix of the classic 1998 song called We Like to Party by the Venga Boys. You might recognize it because it was in a Six Flags commercial in the 90s and into the 2000s. But I realize already you're thinking, God, this is so random. What are we even talking about? We are talking about something that your staff has to absolutely do within the next 6 months. I need a promise and a pledge from you that if your staff culture is excellent, that you're going to do this. If your staff culture is average, you're going to do this and you're going to level it up. If you are saying, girl, my staff does not do anything together. We are a hot mess. We don't get along. We don't communicate. We don't have camaraderie. Can I tell you, the idea that I'm going to share in this episode is absolutely going to turn all of that around. I want you to hop on board this idea. I want you to hop on board to committing to listening to this entire episode, because what I'm about to share are real life details of something that my own staff did last year, and it was probably in the top three most amazing, most fun, most hilarious, truly unifying things that I've ever done with teachers. And if it was a success for us, it can absolutely be a success for you and your staff too. So let's roll on with all of these details. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Last December, my school district hosted a holiday party, and it was amazing. We went out and did karaoke, and it was a ton of fun. I did an entire episode about it. Spoiler alert, I absolutely stood on a chair and sang Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera, completely sober for the record. And it was so much fun. And at the end of it, the whole staff was looking at each other saying, like, this was a huge success. Monica, you are in charge of planning the end of the year party. And I was like, I didn't even know that we did an end of the year party. And they're like, we don't, but this was fun. You should plan something. And so this could surprise people. I'm not actually super, super social. I am occasionally social. I know that there are some of you who love to fill your calendars with social events, like going out and doing activities, and just that makes you feel alive. You thrive under those conditions. I like a social gathering only occasionally. And so what's so interesting is, because I am not fueled by constantly being around friends, I'm fueled by like chilling and binge watching trashy, stupid shit on Netflix. Because of that, I was like, God, I feel a lot of pressure, but let me just marinate and see what I can come up with. And in my area, something has become very popular It's just kind of a low-key sort of business that I think exploded into something more, but a company locally has started buying and converting old minibuses and old school buses, and it's turned into a thriving business that is basically a party bus business. They've got like 10 different buses in their fleets that fit anywhere from like 10 to 12 people all the way up to close to 100 people. And I was like, I'm going to look into this company. Shout out, they're not sponsoring this episode, but I just want to give them a shout out because I love small business shout outs. It's called Wadded Up. I still don't know what it means to wad it up, but that is what the company is called in my area. Now, you probably have something like this in your area or at least close, but basically it's an opportunity to get a bunch of people on a bus. There are usually like Bluetooth technology options for music. There's usually party lights. They've converted these buses and you basically get a hired bus driver to take you around and do whatever you want. You want to go out to eat, you want to pick up drinks, you want to just cruise around with your pals and listen to music super, super loud. It can be a bar crawl, it can be a food crawl, it can just be an opportunity to have some fun. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to look into this. Wad it up. So I called him up. I got some pricing. We were looking at some dates. And it turns out that there was availability for a Friday after school. And can I be honest? Originally, I was thinking that we were going to do this end of the year party on a Saturday or a Sunday. I thought people might like that better. And in talking with my coworkers and talking with the teachers at my school, my staff, they were like, girl, let's just do it after Friday. We are already out. We're already like having good energy because it's on a Friday. And I was like, you guys, if we do this on Friday, we are teaching from like 8 to 3:30, and then we would get on the bus and we're on this bus until like midnight, and they're like, hell yeah, let's go. And so we booked it for a Friday, and I organized the details of this and was collecting the money or the cash or the Venmo, and I was like, we're in it. And honestly, it all happened very quickly. And so the reason why I'm recording this podcast now and telling you about this now is because I think staff likes to do something at this time of the year, holiday parties, that kind of thing. And so if this works for you and your staff to do this now, awesome. We did it right before the end of last school year. So maybe this is something that you can do in the spring. But do you know when I actually highly recommend it? Is in February. Nothing fun is happening in February. February is the longest yet shortest month that we have, and it drags the F on, doesn't it? I'm not trying to cuss here, but like February can be freaking awful sometimes, and maybe February needs to be freaking fun. And the party bus, whether you live near a company called Wadded Up or you have some sort of premier limousine or bus service that can do this same thing, I'm going to highly recommend this at some point in the next 6 months. Now, you might be thinking, oh, well, this worked, Monica, because your staff is super, super close. Can I tell you, yes, I teach in a small school district, but I want you to know I was brand new to this building when they were like, girl, you're planning this. So I was newer to this staff. Additionally, we have a lot of newer teachers that maybe don't know each other as well as your staff, who's maybe everyone's been teaching there for the past 5, 10, 15, 20 years. You might also be thinking, yeah, this is really fun for 20-year-olds. Well, can I tell you, on this bus, we had people, yes, in their 20s. We had newer teachers, but we had teachers in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, okay? We had a huge age range of people, and I would say, like, and I'm not just going to say this, I can confirm, because I have talked with everyone on the bus, this was awesome. Everyone had fun, and everyone had fun in different ways. And I think one of the reasons why we all had fun, and we all had fun in different ways, is because we kind of utilized each other's strengths. We ended up with about 15 staff members on this bus. We only have like 20-ish teachers in our building. So we got over 75% of our staff to do this. That's insane. That's awesome. If you're like, well, it should have been 100%, you're never going to get 100% staff on board, literally or figuratively, for anything. So, of course, there's going to be conflicts with like, oh, we can't do it because of some other obligation that night. Of course, there's going to be some people who are like, have fun. That isn't my jam. Have fun. I just don't want to go and do that. And that's totally okay. But I think we had a ton of fun because I kind of spearheaded the logistics and I got the bus reserved. I put it on my credit card. I collected the money, that kind of thing. But I also knew I am a terrible person to organize the path of this bus. I have been to maybe 5 bars in my entire life. So if this is going to be a bar crawl sort of thing, I should not be making the map. But we had some teachers in the building who were like, hey, I think it'd be really fun if we go here first and then we could go there next. And so they kind of worked on that to create a really, really fun plan that worked out logistically. We had another teacher in our building who's just really good at organizing playlists and using the Touch Tunes. I think that's what it's called. I didn't know what Touch Tunes is. I use Pandora because I'm nearly 40. I don't even have a Spotify account. But one of these younger teachers says, I've got a Touch Tunes account and I know I got a variety of music. People submit songs to me and I'll make a banging playlist. And I'm like, this sounds great. So we had somebody organizing the music. Of course, we had people organizing the snacks, right? This was going to be important for sure. So we had snack people. We had people saying, you know what? Let's commute to work together. You guys live in this town. Let's drive to work together so we have less cars and we can kind of get that figured out. So people were working together on this to make this super, super fun. And I will tell you this, like if people wanted to drink, they drank. If people didn't want to, they didn't, right? This is not like one of these like raging party bus situations where it was just sloppy and stupid. No, it was just so stinking fun. Everyone was having a blast and we were playing the most incredible jams as the bus driver. His name was Glenn. Huge shout out to Glenn for providing such an epic experience for us. But Glenn was lovely. We had the snacks. We had the hot jams. We had the perfect route. And it was a blast. Seriously. I want to say this. I think that staff has to laugh and learn and lead outside of the school building often. And I think sometimes that laughing and learning and leading needs to have absolutely nothing to do with content and curriculum. I need you to know that I understand that your staff might not be close. Your staff might not be super connected. You might not text or talk to your staff outside of school hours at any point in time. And that's okay. But I really do think when we have each other's back on a personal level, we will have our backs more on a professional level. I think that's just true. And I'm not saying that you have to be BFFs with everyone on your team or everyone in your hallway or everyone in your building. But can we at least come together and say, we might not agree on everything personally or professionally, but let's wad it up on a party bus. Let's have the Venga bus coming and everyone is jumping New York to San Francisco in intercity disco. That was another lyric from the song The Venga Boys, The Venga Bus. We like to party. My whole point in this short and sweet episode is, what is your staff doing to build a strong climate and culture? And I want you to also know that this is not a singular situation. This is not just my school or my staff. I have multiple friends who teach in different districts, and they have also done this party bus thing. And prior to recording this, I was like, hey, I saw you guys did a party bus. Was it fun? And everyone's reaction was, oh my God, so fun. So I know this exists in other towns. I know this exists in other schools. And every single time that I have talked with schools or staffs who have done a party bus sort of situation, that has been the sentiment. And so I think that this is great for a holiday party right now. I think this is good for a fun, festive February boost. I think this is fun in the spring to celebrate the end of the year. I think this is fun to celebrate the retirement, maybe, of somebody at your school who has taught in your building for 35 years, and you just want to go and do like a food tour, a food crawl with everyone on the bus there together. I just think that this is something that I utilized my skills to say, I think I can get people on board, literally. And I also used my skill as a millennial to go on the TikTok shop and find basically a replica of Britney Spears' over-the-ear microphone that also had a pearl strap. And I utilized that Britney Spears microphone throughout the night. Okay? Were there spills on the bus? Yes. Was I the person going into the bathroom at every stop and getting paper towels so the floor wasn't sticky? 100% yes. And I took that role very, very seriously because I just wanted to be the one responsible for making sure that everyone was having a good time. And you know what? It ended up that that wasn't my role. It was everyone's role. Everyone was having fun. We were all laughing. We took a selfie at every single location. And the next morning, when we were all checking up on each other, it was like, that was so much fun. Did you have so much fun? Yeah, I had so much fun. Did you have so much fun? And we were just blowing up our group text. Listen, I want you to have fun. I want you to have school friends. I want you to have the climate and the culture that causes you to want to walk into your school building every single Monday. I've been in schools where that is definitely a thing. And I've been in schools where that is definitely not a thing. And I'll tell you, just on a personal, transparent level, I certainly enjoy walking into the building and working hard and supporting each other when it's true that we feel like a school family. That's not cliche and that's not a red flag. I've read a lot of things recently on social media where people will say, if a principal describes their staff as a family, it's a red flag. If a teacher says, my teacher friends feel like family, it's a red flag. I'm calling some BS on that, okay? I think people who are saying that that's a red flag are bitter about the fact that they don't have it. And I'm not mad at that. I'm sad for that. Because as somebody who's been in both environments, I know that not everything is going to be perfect. Not everyone is going to be best friends. But I do think it can exist. And I think we can at least be cordial and celebrate and high-five each other every once in a while as we wad it up. Now, I want to just give one other thought. Because the relationships that we have with colleagues are important. But we also understand that the relationships that we have with our students are super important if we want to create a classroom family model. And I hope that your classroom is super connected. I hope that you guys have amazing connections and amazing communication on a daily basis. But if you don't, I do want to throw this out. I have a curriculum called 180 Days of Awesome SEL, which is 180 fully planned social and emotional learning lessons that are perfect for advisory, morning meeting, homeroom, or just as a way to stink and connect and get to know each other on a life level. If we want to teach and reach kids and see the fruits of education, we understand that first we have to plant some serious roots. And whether you are listening to this in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, December, October, I lost track. It doesn't matter what month you're listening to this in. If you are looking for 180 fully planned lessons to help you create an amazing classroom culture, you can go to monicagenta.com/180SEL. That's monicagenta.com/180SEL to check out these lessons that are perfect because I've got two different versions, an elementary version and a middle school slash high school version. You can check that out in the show notes or go to monicagenta.com/180SEL. You guys, I hope that you are planning something incredible to celebrate your staff within the next 6 months. If it's not a party bus, fine. Go do karaoke. Go out and have tacos together. Go and do a bingo night with your friends. Go and do something with the staff of your school so that there can be more smiles, because I think we deserve that. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.